There's an army that is rising out of dry bones. Clover Budding Bureaus, a home of encounters, transformation, and miracles by the power of God. A place where rooted, rugged, and dogged generous are raised. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onisher. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Body Bureaus Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Body Bureaus Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. Sit back and listen as the president of a ministry, Pastor Victor Onisher, bring forth God's words.
Lord Jesus, we give you praise for this afternoon. Whenever we kneel behind the podium, we count it a great privilege. Thank you for your grace upon our lives. Thank you, Father, for the BSU Revival Program. Thank you for taking the stage. Thank you for the great and mighty things that you did. To you be all the praise. To you be all the thanks. Lord, this afternoon we have gathered unto you. Unto you shall the gathering of your people be. Lord, I plead with you this afternoon that you will heal the sick. You will deliver the oppressed. Let your word, let it give us direction. We plead with you that your word will come like never before. Lord, correct us. Lord, rebuke us. Lord, we ask that you will defy us this afternoon. We ask at the end of today's service that your name alone will be glorified. It's a commitment and a vow that all the glory belongs to you and to you alone. Take all the praise. It's a month of miracles. Do that which only you will do in our lives. Let Jesus alone be glorified this afternoon. Jesus' mighty great name, we pray. Celebrate Jesus with a clap offering. To your right, to your left, welcome somebody. Shake the hand of somebody. Hallelujah. Take your seat in God's house. Do it better. Hallelujah. Happy to see you this afternoon. Especially, I want to appreciate and celebrate the BSU student. Please, can we celebrate the BSU student? All the BSU students in the house, please just wave. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. This is Global Budding Bureaus Interdenominational Ministry, a place where God is doing mighty things. Hallelujah. We are on a series on good success. Good success. Success that comes from God and God alone. Good success. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8 has been our anchor scripture. Joshua chapter 1, verse number 8.
This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success.
Hallelujah. Good success. Good success. We started by looking at the keys that guarantees good success. We said it's not only God that empowers a man. The devil too can empower a man. A man can become rich, can become wealthy, and that success is not from God. So in this series, we are opening God's people up to the fact that the success that we should aim for, that we should desire, should be the success that comes from God and from God alone. So we're able to look at key number one. We said the first key for lasting success is willful surrender to the Lord Jesus. Willful surrender to the Lord Jesus. We said any man that must make it God's own way must surrender to Jesus. Then we went ahead to look at key number two. We said get a vision over your life and destiny. And we saw in Psalm 27 verse 1, the scripture said, except the Lord build the labor in vain that build. In other words, if it's not God that's building, you are wasting your time. So we must allow God to build our life and build our destiny. Then we said, get a vision. Number two, get a vision for life. Get a vision for life. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And last week we looked at something very crucial. Last week we looked at effective planning, strategic planning. So for today, we are still going to buttress on effective planning. Before we go into that, the book of Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16, verse number 19.
And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven.
And I will give unto you the keys of the kingdom. The keys of the kingdom. The Bible says, whatever ye bound on earth will be bound in heaven. I told us that there are two ways to bind the devil. Number one, through prayer. Number two, through knowledge. What we do in church, largely in the body of Christ, is Christians are known for much prayer and little of knowledge. And in this series, by God's grace, I'm teaching my heart. Lines upon lines, precept upon precept. So we said there are two ways to bind the devil. Number one, through prayer. Number two, through knowledge. And I will give you the keys of the kingdom. Acts chapter 10, verse number 34. Acts chapter 10, verse number 34.
Then Peter opened his mouth and said, of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of principle. God is not a respecter of persons. He's a respecter of principles. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, I want to start by saying this afternoon that if an old man plants and a young man plants, they will get the same result. If they plant good seed at the same time. Now, rain has started falling, right? And every farmer goes to his farm to farm, right? Now, if an old man that's a believer farms and an old man that's an unbeliever farms, two of them will get the same result under the same condition. So God is not a respecter of men. He's a respecter of principle. You engage the principle, you get the result. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Now, last week we looked at strategic planning. And we said strategic planning is the use of a plan or a method to achieve your goals and visions or objective in life. You must have a plan book. This is my plan book. For a very long time, from the age of 15, I had a plan for my life. And it has ordered my life. We said number two, we said strategic planning is a design of a step-by-step approach to accomplishing a set goal or vision or task. A step-by-step approach. There must be a way and there must be a step and there must be a path that you must follow in order to arrive at desired results. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Then we said the raw material for strategic planning. I'm just buttressing on the point what we did last week. We said the raw material for strategic planning is constructive thinking, constructive reasoning. We said last week that every one of us, we need to use our brain to plan. You will need to use your brain to plan. And today, to wrap up on that point, We looked at steps to strategic planning. Steps to strategic planning. We said everyone must write his goal, his plans in life. Habakkuk chapter 2 verse 2, write the vision, make it plain. You must write the vision, you must write your plans down. We said number 2, set strategic goals and plans. Whatever you are doing should be definite. We said set definite goals and plan. Let it not just remain in your mind. We saw the statistic that Harvard School of Business gave to us. And that statistic states that 83% of the world population, they don't have a goal for life. They don't have a plan for life. That statistic states that 14% have their plans in mind and only 3% write their plans down. So if you don't write your plans down, there's no passion to pursue it. Meaning anything can happen. So you see people that every morning they wake up, they just take their whatever. You hear people say, where Belef is. Meaning if my, I'm facing like this, we just continue moving. No? Hallelujah. So you need what? A plan. So to pick it from there today, we want to look at plan the following areas of your life. Last week we buttressed on this point. So we're going to pick it from here today. Having written down your plans, having set definite goals for yourself, then we say number 3, you develop a strategy. After you have done all the strategy to bring your plans to pass, then certain persons were asking last week, so what should be in my plan, in my plan book, areas to plan or plan the following areas of your life. Number 1, your spiritual life. On this mountain, on a constant basis, I buttress on the fact that life is spiritual. So the first area to plan is your spiritual life. And under your spiritual life, the first area you should pay attention to is to your prayer life. As a matter of fact, if your prayer life has issues, then know that your life is about to crash. So you are expected to plan your prayer life. So set your prayer time. Set your prayer time. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, you should have a prayer time. A prayer time. Set a prayer time. Now hear this. Set a time that you know that you can keep to it. In this kingdom, it is inconsistency that lies the power. Now hear this. Let's assume that on Monday you prayed for 7 hours. Then you didn't pray on Tuesday again, on Wednesday, on Thursday, on Friday. The man that prayed on Monday 2 hours, Tuesday 2 hours, and prayed consistently for 1 week, that man will be more powerful than you that prayed for 7 hours on Monday and didn't pray at all again. In this kingdom, it's inconsistency that lies the power. Whatever you have done consistently for the past 10 years, that's the only time you can get results. We hear people say, I've been paying my tithe. The question is, how long have you paid your tithe? I have been praying. How long have you prayed? It's inconsistency that lies the power. Whatever that you don't do consistently will never produce results. Will never produce results. So you need to set a prayer time. You need to have a study time. A time where you study the Bible. A time where you study the Bible. It's not every time you study the Bible. So you should have a time that you have allocated for studying the Word of God. And you will need to read spiritual books. You will need to read spiritual books. You will need to buy Christian literatures and read them. Now, there was a book I read several years ago. It opened my life. I read a book by Max Moreau, Pass It On. Wow, that book, that was what stirred me up to start raising people. I read a book by Yogi Cho on Reviver. Powerful. So you will need to fall upon books. Now, I recommend 2 books a month. 2 books a month. If your wardrobe is richer than your library, you don't have the future, says Bishop David Oyedepo. If your wardrobe is richer than your library, you don't have the future. Now somebody is saying in the crowd, sir, I have not even bought 1 book since I was born. The only book you read was your academic book. No, you will need to have Christian literatures. So plan your spiritual life. You need to set days for fasting. You need to set days for fasting. I fast every day of the week because of what God has shown me for my life, for my destiny. An average Christian, I would recommend for an average Christian to fast at least 3 times a week. 3 times a week. I am a man of God. To be effective in what I do, there are many times that you see people, they rush people to my house and things like that. If there's an issue around and it's pastor in, and you just see, the other day they brought 1 little child. The little child was just dying. Pastor. The way they were knocking on my door, I was praying inside. I had to come outside to attend to them. So you're a businessman, you will need to set days aside to fast and to pray. Say amen. While my spiritual father was doing business, every Wednesday was his fasting day. He doesn't go for business. So it was the boys he raised that opened the shop every Wednesday. That day of the week, he has allocated it to fast and pray for next level for his business. So you need to set time for prayer. Hallelujah. The next area of your life that you need to plan, it's your academics. Your academics. You are in the 4 walls of the university. You need to draw a timetable for yourself, so that your life will not be scattered, so that your life will be balanced. So you draw a timetable for yourself. A time to read. A time to meditate. Time to go for classes. So before drawing a plan for your academics, you will need to have the timetable for your department first before you draw that plan. And for your academics, you will have to draw the plan by semester. First semester, draw your plan. Second semester, do the same. Hallelujah. To be effective and to succeed, you will need to do all of this. Very important. You need to set the time where you go for fellowship. So you tell yourself, my departmental fellowship is on Tuesday. So from 5 till 7, I should be in fellowship. From 5 to 8, I should be in fellowship. After that, I should return back to the hostel. So, every of these things, you will need to write it down in your plan book. Hallelujah. God's servant Paul Enenche was saying, he met God's servant Oyedepo, and they were privileged to sit with God's servant, and God's servant constantly opens a particular book, and in that book was his schedule for the day. So anytime he opens the book, he looks at it, then they continue the discussion. So God's servant asks Oyedepo and says, sir, constantly you open that book, said there are things I must do every day, and any man that must be great must be looking at his land step by step. So at the moment, we just have 10 minutes to round up our discussion so that I can go to the next agenda. No wonder these men, they are up there. So if you want to be up in life, this is a must. There's no success without what? Without secret. These are the secrets of great generals. Hallelujah. You need to set a time to rest. The body needs rest. Yes. So you need to set a time to rest. You need to set a time to listen to messages while in school, while on campus. You need to set a time to listen to messages. Set a time to listen to songs. And set a time to discuss with friends. So if it's not the time that I needed to discuss with my friend, you will never catch me outside. My wife is my best friend. So hear this. Friends should not come to your house at any time. You should be too busy. As a matter of fact, if you don't text me that you are coming to come and see me, I will not attend to you. Because there are so many things to do. Brother, every day, three friends come before you, those of us in on campus, and the next thing, the time that you are supposed to use to read, they are coming to say all kinds of things to you. This one is trying to tell you about Arsenal and Chelsea. This other one is coming to come and tell you about the other guy that they beat the other day. This other one is coming to come and tell you that I ate rice. Won't you come and have a share of my rice? Those things are not important. When you look at your plans, that determine who should stay around you and who should not to stay around you. There are people that if they are calling you, don't pick their call. It's not a sin. There are many times people give me 15 missed call. Sometimes one particular person can give me 20 missed call. Pastor, you must pick this call. And in case you are here, please stop it. The battery will go down. Hallelujah. So you don't just pick calls. Now, many times when I'm studying, when I'm praying, my phone is on silent. So in case you have been calling me and I didn't pick, just send me a text. That's how we operate. Hallelujah. You send me a text. Now, there's a way somebody will give me 15 missed call. Even the grace to call the person will not be there again. Hallelujah. So you send me what? A text. So plan your life. Plan your life. Plan your life. And the Lord will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Because God's servant Apostle John's man that said, if you pick every call, you will lose God's call. You pick every call, you will lose God's call. So there are so many important things to do. Hallelujah. Number three area that you need to plan, very important, plan your finances. Plan your finances. It is either you are investing money or you are wasting money. So you can either invest or waste. So in order not to waste your money, when money enters your hand, do the following. Number one, when money enters your hand, do the following. Number one, remove all your covenant practice. When money comes to your hand, the first thing to do, you receive your salary, your money from your business, and whatever. You remove your covenant practice. And first on our list is your tithe. Your tithe is the 10% of all your income. How do I know that God is first in your life? It's when money comes to your hand, it is God that comes to your mind, my tithe. I am a student, yes. They give you money to go to school. You will have to remove your tithe. I started tithing from the age of 15 to now. Remember that I say it's inconsistency that lies what? The power. Hallelujah. So many persons, they look upon my life, they said, sir, your results are compelling. Yes, they are compelling because I started early. And early to start, early to shine. So the first thing to do is to remove your tithes. The number two, your offerings. Your offerings. For every month, those of that salary earner, remove your offering. It's very wrong that at this point of your life, you are still giving God 20 naira. Some persons, when they are going to church, they pass around, then they please, can you give me sweets just to change the money? Meaning you have not understood the revelation of offering. Now, when we appear before God with our offering, we are saying, Lord, thank you for the gift of life. Since last Sunday, I've been alive till today. Others have been rushed to the hospital. Others are reading the mortuary. For keeping me, this is my offering. Lord, I am grateful. That's the relation behind offering. Hallelujah. Then the next, remove your prophet offering. The next, remove your covenant practice and your sacrifice. And your sacrifice. Amen. Then number two, you set a portion for investment. You keep a portion for investment. It is wisdom for you to invest. You started this company for the past how many years? It's expected that you should move the company at least every three months to the next level. So you have to save. You have to invest. Very important. Very important. Then number three, you set a portion for the future. You set a portion for the future. So you see people do things like life savings. When it is account, there's no ATM for it. It is life savings. I want to save for my tomorrow. Very important. Then number four, your immediate need. You meet your immediate need. Now, when you live your life that way, it is said that you are maximizing your life. Hallelujah. The next area to plan, it's your business. Please, I want to say this, every businessman, plan to take your business to the next level. Plan to expand. Plan to open branches. Now, my duty as God's servant, number one, is to prophesy to your life. Number two, is to show you what you need to do to succeed. Every businessman hear this. After prophetic prayers has been made for you in our miracle night, in our anointing service, the next thing that you need to do is to go back strategically and plan your business. Now, all the business people that are submitting under me, constantly when they come before me, I tell them, where is your business plan? You have to move the business to the next level. You have to move it. So plan for it. If you are here, say amen. Number five, because of our time, you have to plan your relationship and marriage. Your relationship and marriage. Your relationship and marriage. As a married man, you have to plan your family. Plan to buy land. Plan to buy a car. Plan for your children's school fees. When salary comes, plan it. I and my wife, what we do constantly is every month we get food stuff. After we've done all our covenant practice, you get food stuff. That day should not come. Sometimes when you see men angry, it will bother you that why is daddy shouting sometime? He didn't plan. Because there's a way mommy will come and come and tell him and said, the bag of rice has finished. And it's just 3 weeks to the end of the month. And it's a salary earner. Everybody will partake of all the quarrel, meaning from that time to the end of the month. Please, all the fathers in the house, sorry. But these are some of the things that happens. Right? Now don't respond to it, all the young people in the house. So you need to plan as a married man. So the married men in the house, please plan. And it's the duty of the wife to write the list. Now, there was one advice my spiritual father gave to me when I got married. He said, if your wife bring list, be smiling. Don't be angry. Our mothers will agree with me that there are many times you go to the market, the price has changed. So there are some time that you gave her, let's assume you gave her 10,000 for a bag of rice. And when she went to the market, it was 15,000. Our mothers, with all of their wisdom, they would do their best to buy. And when they buy it and they come back, there are many times that they don't tell you. Sometimes, say, why didn't you tell me? So, no, it's not needed. I did my mathematics. I said, okay, powerful. So later on, when she asked for another, I said, but shall we buy? He said, no, we didn't buy that one. Then, okay, you just remove it and give. Hallelujah. So all the married men plan. Very important. PTA later will soon come, school fees drive, and things like that. When it comes, don't be angry. It's our duty to pay. So plan. Hallelujah. You thought that when you were dancing here that day for your wedding, you thought that there will be no school fees. School fees will come. So many things will come. Okay. Hallelujah. Now hear this. Sister, the brother said he loves you. You have brought the guy to me. And in this commission, we don't believe in long courtship. There's a way the courtship is too long and it will lead to a problem. So brother, you will need to save and plan to get married. Set the date and begin to work towards it. Very important. Sister, there's nothing wrong telling the brother, when are we going to the altar? When are you coming to come and pay my bride price? Plan. Let's start planning towards it. Hallelujah. Very soon, we are trusting God. There are still more marriages. So many weddings on board. Amen. And you are the next online in the mighty name of Jesus. Now write this down. Have the following plan for your life. Have the following plan for your life. Number one, a lifetime plan. A lifetime plan. A lifetime plan. Everyone hearing the sound of my voice, to be effective, you have to have a lifetime plan for your life.
Fill me up till I overflow. I wanna run over. I wanna run over. Fill me up till I overflow.
Overflow.
I wanna run over.
I wanna run over.
I wanna run over.
You need to have a lifetime plan for your life. Now hear this. This contains all you want to achieve in life. Your lifetime plan contains all that you want to achieve in life. All you want to achieve in life. You are a teenager hearing the sound of my voice. All that you want to achieve during your teens, you will need to write it in your lifetime plan. All that you want to achieve in your 20s, you need to write it in your lifetime plan. All that you want to achieve in your 30s, you need to write it in your lifetime plan. All that you want to achieve in your 40s, in your 50s, in your 60s, you will need to write it in your lifetime plan. Now, you know, when you hear generals, everything about them affects your mind. Gospel Bishop David Oyedepo, he was saying that the things he wants to do at the age of 80 is already in his plan book. Wow. Meaning, he's not having an intention to die young. I've told us, when a man is very strategic about this life, even death will begin to fear him. Meaning, what you want to do in the next 80 years, you have it in your plan. You don't just say, no, it's my spirit. No, put it down. Very important. So have a lifetime plan. So that the plan should contain everything you want to do till you go to meet with the Lord. Number two, have a 20-year plan. 20 years plan. In 20 years from now, this is what I should be doing. This should be where I should be. 20 years plan. Hallelujah. Now all my sons scattered in Abuja, in Lagos, and in other parts of the country, many times when they call me, they say, sir, the message on proper planning has helped my life. That many times when we sit under you, we might not value the things we hear, but when we go out there, we are face to face with life. That's when this message begins to order our life. Very important. There's a clever one in Lagos that does three jobs. To be able to meet with Ensmith. Three jobs. Say, sir, it was your message on proper planning that helped me. Working in the heart of Lagos, transport fare for 1 month is up to 25,000 naira. So, if you hear that they are paying this guy 45,000 naira and remove 25,000 naira from that money, he has to pay house rent, he has to feed. So he had to go on three different jobs. And God said, stay in Lagos. So he had to look for a way out. So I told him, I said, plan. Plan your life. Very important. Sister, when you have a plan for life, if you stumble upon markets, you go to Wadata Market, Modern Market, Wuruku Market, North Bank Market. No matter how that Igbo guy is trying to drag you to his shop, you just tell him, don't worry. I know what I came here for. Because many of us, we spend our resources doing the wrong things. Why others, they are investing. The other time I told us, while I went to Union City in Abuja, I met a guy that was 23 years old. He has his apartment in that estate. He had Infinity Jeep. He's a believer in Christ Jesus. Tongue talking, But God has settled him at that age. He planned his life. Brother, you can plan your life out of failure. You can plan your life out of misery to progress. I pray for you. That which you are hearing, you'll begin to engage it. In the mighty name of Jesus. Now have a 10-year plan. 10-year plan. Have a 5-year plan. A 3-year plan. 2-year plan. 10-year plan. 5-year plan. 3-year plan. 2-year plan. And a yearly plan. You will need a yearly plan. 2021. This is what I want to do. These are the things I want to do. So you list them out. Then you need to have a monthly plan. Now when I said you are strategic, this is it. You have listed all the things you want to achieve for that year. The next thing you need to do is you will need to break them down into months. In the month of January, I want to achieve this. In February, I want to achieve this. In March, I want to achieve this. Very important. If there's no deadline for a particular thing, you can't achieve it. There are things that I told myself, before the end of May, this should be in my hands. And I started walking towards it from the month of April. Before December, I should save this particular amount of money. Very important. So you have to break your plans into months. So have what? A monthly plan. The next, have a weekly plan. A weekly plan. Every Monday, I should do this. Every Tuesday, I should do this. Every Wednesday, I should do this. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I should do this. Very important. So when you see a believer in Christ Jesus that's strategic, this is what we are saying. His life is all that. Then last but not the least, have a daily plan. A daily plan. By 7 to 8, I should be on my way to the office. From 8 to 4, I should be doing my office duty. Break time, I should use my break time to do this. Those ones on campus, you can look at your timetable. Okay, at this time, there will be no lecturer. So it will be in the next 2 hours that we'll have lecture. So it's either I go to the library or I go and take at least 1 hour 30 minutes rest. So that my body can calm down, preparing to read at night. Plan your life. Hallelujah. Anytime you start feeling migraine headache, you start feeling as if you start hearing some sound on your head, you will need to shut down. Even though it's for 30 minutes. Very important. You will need to shut down. Even though it's for 30. Now I'm not saying you leave lectures, then you go and, no. Finish the lecture, then you go and shut down. Even though it's for 30 minutes. Hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Place your right hand on your chest and ask the Lord, Lord, grace to plan. This is all that you need to know about planning. I pray for you. No rest until you take your destiny serious.
Amen.
But everyone that heard the sound of my voice today, Holy Spirit, give them no rest until they press into their destiny.
Amen.
The next 1 year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years from now, it will be said that you are at the place called destiny.
Amen.
Fulfilling destiny.
Amen.
And doing great things.
Amen.
In all your endeavors.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen.
Jesus' mighty name.
We believe you've been greatly blessed. To connect to the ministry, listen to Pastor Victor Onishi. Follow us on our social media platform on Facebook as Global Bodybuilders Interdenominational Ministry Incorporated, on Instagram and Telegram at Global Bodybuilders Interdenominational Ministry. For further inquiries, call 0816-594-8451 or 0903-246-3339 or 0703-814-3488. We love and celebrate you.